Hey, it's the Pete for the Pete podcast from thepete.com. And I want to talk about how worried I am for the future. I actually have a lot of faith in humanity. I know we're capable of amazing things. But there are times when I marvel at how the hell we've gotten this far with so many douchebags in our ranks. You know what I mean? It's like, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and she was telling me about this college professor she had who always seemed to be out to get her or have something against her in a way. And so, like, all of his communications with her were very rude and needlessly inflammatory. And it just seems like it would have been so easy for him to just play it cool. Like, say the same things, but, like, not use, you know, real big, you know, scary words. Like, he was talking about how she had violated these rules. Well, you know, if it's not that big of a deal, if she's only done it once, then why don't you just say, well, you didn't exactly follow the rules, you know? I mean, and these rules weren't like, you know, you streaked through the quad or, you know, anything like big. It's just, you know, texted somebody during a class or something like that. It's like, you do it once, you stop. You do it once, that's it. Anyway, so the point is, I don't get how people are capable of being so shitty to one another when they don't need to be. Like, why, when you get up in the morning, do you just not think, I'm going to be a dick? Or do you think I'm going to be a dick today? Or is it a situation where you just find yourself being a dick to someone? I mean, it just seems weird to me. Like, every morning Donald Trump must wake up feeling like, okay, today I'm going to be a bigger dick than I was yesterday. I don't know. But it just seems like, why not make it easier for each other? You know, why not take a slight effort every day, every hour, even, to make things a little bit better, a little bit easier, a little bit, you know, be a little bit more thorough, a little more, you know, clear, a little more detailed, just a little more, you know? And it's like, I feel like there's so much stupidity around, you know? And I remember when I was a kid, I remember thinking that, you know, adults seemed so competent. Like, how cool were they? I can't wait to be as competent as they are. And it boggles my mind when I think about the gross incompetence that is kind of everywhere. You know? I mean, I don't trust anybody to do things right. And I always feel like I'm coming off like, you know, a jerk who's disrespectful of people's talents and abilities. It's not that. It's just I'm kind of, you know, just making sure that you're not stupid too. You know, there's just so much stupidity, you know. It's like, I am, you know, probably going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And it's like, in case you didn't know which Hillary I'm talking about, Sir Edmund, not him. But she's, you know, a Secretary of State who didn't think to ask what the protocols were for having, you know, her own private email server. You know, this is not a big deal in the great scheme of things. There are way worse things. I mean, Petraeus, you know, gave access to his laptop to his mistress, who also happened to be his biographer. Think about that for a moment. All Hillary did was, you know, do what, you know, Colin Powell did, which was set up, her own email server. And really, she should have checked. I mean, it's the government, you know, the government has rules for everything. That's what they do. And yet she didn't. You know, we had Bush in office for 8 years. We may have Donald Trump in office for 4 years, at least possibly more. I mean, he's so close. You know, it's like watching the polls go up and down is just too much now. I don't want to pay attention to the polls anymore because it's just like, Hillary's losing more of her lead. You know, it's like, no, stop. But how are we letting this happen? How are such stupid people able to get so far in life? I do not know. I think it's because we do not, as smart people, we understand the golden rule and how it works and how, you know, we want to treat others as we would have, you know, ourselves be treated. But stupid people don't understand the golden rule, so they don't give a shit. And so they will treat us like crap, and they do, hence Donald Trump. So I just worry that with so many people, so many incompetent people in positions of power, you know, how are we ever going to survive? I mean, I'm pretty sure we'll muddle through, but I don't know how we're going to, you know? I mean, it's like I'll use the George W. Example again. It's like, this is a guy who invaded two countries for no reason. You know, I'm not belittling anything. The sacrifices that our soldiers made are tremendous and should never have been made. And that's the real tragedy. And no one blames George W. I can't wait for, that's sarcasm, for George W. to have an airport named after him or an aircraft carrier named after him, like our Alzheimer's president, President Reagan. It's like, you know, when he was in office, like I was amazed. I remember when the airport down in D.C. first got renamed in honor of him. I just was stunned because I'm like, do you remember the same Ronald Reagan I remember? Because he was an idiot. He had Alzheimer's well before the end of his second term, and he let a ton of stuff happen right under his nose that was pretty illegal and bad. You know, his vice president and the CIA negotiated with terrorists, you know, and it's like, how is he lauded? You know, it's this whole, you know, praising of stupidity, you know. And it's like, I feel like it's very possible that we could run ourselves into the ground. It's like I said, was it last week, I think, on the Pete podcast, you know, we've got these storms and we're not prepared. Here in New York City, we got pounded by Sandy. We're still recovering from it. I mean, not majorly, but, you know, there's a major subway line that's going to have to be shut down for something like 4 years so we can just fix it. Because the stopgap maintenance they've been doing hasn't been enough, so they have to shut down the whole thing, and it's actually caused rent in some areas of Brooklyn to drop by something like $450, because people just don't want to not live near, or they don't want to live in an area where there isn't good subway service, and I'm definitely one of those people. I feel the same way. Luckily, I don't live by this train line, so you know, and so. Are we just setting ourselves up for a fall by not, you know, mocking stupid people? I mean, or at least criticizing them. If you haven't been watching Brain Dead, actually it's done now. They finished their series run. But if you want a good example of what DC is like, watch the movie Brain Dead or the TV show Brain Dead rather. It's just a really wonderful example of how stupid people are running rampant in DC. I know Brain Dead is science fiction about, you know, well, I don't want to spoil it, but it's science fiction, but still, like, they're quoting real life politicians essentially, and it's just really scary. And so I just worry about the future, because I feel like it could go either way. Hopefully we humans aren't going to be that stupid to totally damn our entire species, but I just worry because I see it. It's absolutely possible. Maybe not probable. Well, I don't know. When I look at the facts and I look at how we behave, I wonder if it is probable, because I wonder if it might be probable because of how stupid we are. We are just dumb. Anyway, on that happy note, hope you guys had a good 9/11 day. I'm being sarcastic, of course. Never forget like you could forget. Come on. And yeah, that's it from the Pete, for the Pete Podcast and thepete.com. Please read ballpointadventures.com. Thank you very much for listening. Let me know what you think on Twitter or wherever you listened to this podcast episode. Thank you very much for listening. See you guys next week. Bye.